This is Living the RV Dream, episode 208 for Friday, September 10th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV, yeah.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, voondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Are you in a schoolie? Yeah, you qualify too. Everybody, welcome once again. I'm coming to you, by the way, once again from a Pelican headquarters here in Flagami, Miami, Florida. Temporarily back in Florida, but we're going back. We're going back north very, very soon. I just finished editing the spring mini-season. Yeah, I'm still like 4 months behind, what can I say? But I finished editing that. I'm doing a couple of review Wednesdays because I have like a pretty cool refrigerator that I want to share with you guys. And another very famous power station. And I've been kind of testing out this new device for internet on the road that I'm going to reveal it to you. Not this Wednesday coming up, the following Wednesday. But yeah, I wanted to talk about a little bit about internet on the road, and then we're gonna talk about RV shows. As you know, this coming week is the Hershey RV Show, America's largest RV show, according to their website, and it is a very large. And I think last year we didn't have one, so I'm assuming this year is gonna be like epic. But sadly, or maybe with good reason, I don't know, they canceled. And the open house in Elkhart, which is odd because it's a much smaller event. The open house is only for industry, so it would be a lot less people. But they did cancel that one. I know that the Delta variant is wreaking havoc in certain areas, so that's probably a good precaution. But I don't know. I'm still gonna go to Elkhart, Indiana, in late September, because I do believe Winnebago is going to do like a mini open house like they did last year, you know, have like their own. And I think some other RV companies, that's what they're going to do. They're going to have like their own display area, mainly for dealers. But of course, me being the one of the brand ambassadors for Towables, I'm going to be there showing you the latest and greatest, all the new models that they have for 2021. Of course, we probably will be seeing those at the Hershey RV show. I wanted to talk about since I don't have any real destination to talk about on this trip. Oh, by the way, yeah, last week I went I took my mom for an RV ride, but we didn't see anything new really. I took her up to Pelicamp. I wanted to see Pelicamp. She hadn't been there yet. And I showed her around the area. You know, we went to Lafayette Springs on the Suwannee River. I took her to Steinhatchee, and we went for lunch at Roy's. And I wanted to take her to Steinhatchee Falls, but she got tired, so we didn't go there. I took her, you know, to see downtown Perry, of course. And then we drove down to Tampa because, you know, one of her best friends from all her life, really, since they were like probably teenagers or young adults. My mom, she's been friends with this lady and her husband. And we went there. And actually, one of the highlights, you know, her son has a ranch near Dade City. And it was really cool to see the ranch and what, you know, 20 Pelicamps put together would look like. You know, he has horses and he has, you know, cattle. He has like, I don't know, 10 cows and a bull. And that's what he does, you know, as he's a true rancher, you know. And it was really cool to see his perspective and how he does it. And we went all over the farm in the ATVs and... And that was a lot of fun. That's what I did last week, and of course it was fun, you know, hanging out with mom, and she had a great time as well. She had a great time, and then we came back to Florida. It was just 5 days on the road, and now I'm here getting ready for the Hershey RV show. But I wanted to talk about the internet on the road, which, as you probably know, has been one of the my major pain points. Whenever somebody asks me, what do you dislike most about our RV life? And it's not dumping the black tank, it's not hitching and unhitching, although I do dislike those two things as well. It's not the close quarters. Really, I don't really mind the close quarters as much, or the insulation or things like that. But the internet, you know. I just finished editing the final video for the spring 2021 season. It's a little over half an hour video. It took 4 minutes to upload. On the road, that sometimes that would take 12, 24 hours to upload, because especially unless you are like in the middle of a city. But what RV parks in the middle of a city? None. So I have several things that I'm using. My most reliable one is my AT&T plan, but it is that it works always, is on throttled, and it's on one of my on my Android phone. So I just use the hotspot, and it works great. It's the most reliable one. Now the thing is, this is not unlimited. I have like 40 gigabytes a month with rollover, and you would think that's a lot. It is not. I will go through 40 gigabytes like it's no one's business. So I decide to use that one sparingly, and yeah, we haven't found a good solution with that. I find AT&T to be the most available pretty much everywhere in the country, even more than Verizon. Some people find Verizon better, maybe because I'm doing Verizon through an MVNO, which does stand for Mobile Virtual Network Operator, and that would be Visible. I used to do Yahoo Mobile. Yahoo Mobile folded back into Visible, and Visible uses Verizon as its main provider. I don't know if they use all the frequencies, all the antennas, all the, you know, the whole nine yards. But I have that on an iPhone, and it's the good thing about it is very inexpensive. AT&T, well, I don't know exactly. I couldn't tell you because we have four phone lines in that phone, and then our home internet. So I would have to go through the billing, but it's like, I don't know, $80 a month or something like that. Visible is $25 a month if you use what they call like it's not a party line, but it's, you know, you join a group of people. In any case, they pretty much everybody can have it. It's $25 a month. It is unlimited internet, and there's a catch. When you are tethering, when you use it as a hotspot, you are limited to 5 megabits per second, which I don't mind at all. I wish I would have 5 megabits per second on cellular upload anywhere. You know, so one thing is download. Download, you get 20, 30, 40, 50, like regularly on pretty much any network as long as you are close to an antenna. But upload, it's always much less. And that's what I use the most. I know for you guys, it doesn't really matter, but in any case, 5 megabits per second, you can have 2 video streams going at the same time, no problem. So it's more than enough. The only catch with that one, and that's why we cannot use it as our main internet provider, is that Visible, I mean, it's cheap, right? They only allow one device to be connected to that hotspot at a time. So if I decide to connect my computer, for example, and Illy has to work and she decides to connect to that same wireless network, she'll kick me out. So, you know, you have to play with that. But for the price and for what it does when it works, it is amazing. Now, the next one that I have right now, and I'm working on one more, which I will give you an update in a couple of weeks. But the third one is the Minitini 3 came with this fancy antenna by WineGuard. And I've been using the WineGuard service. And it is exceptional. It works where nothing else works, to be honest. It has this antenna array that will capture a signal from anywhere. The only thing is, I've been using the WineGuard service, which is prohibitively expensive. It's... $60, I believe, for 10 gigabytes. And we go through 10 gigabytes like it's no one's business. In fact, I made a big mistake to set up auto-renew and for when we were there up there in the, you know, in upstate New York, you know, because we needed it. We needed to work. Illy needed to work. I needed to be able, I didn't use it to upload videos, God forbid, that would have been even more expensive. But it added up once it renewed a couple of times, it really added up. So we're not going to use that anymore. That's going to be an emergency service only. And I'm still looking for, actually, I ordered one. It's not going to arrive on time, but I'm still looking for an unlimited SIM card for that WineGuard antenna. And if I find a good unlimited service for that WineGuard antenna, that's going to be a game changer. That's going to be the main one. But then I have another one that I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is. I've been testing it secretly. I haven't said much about it, but I've been testing it for the past couple of months. And it is another one of these unlimited, you know, it's like an MVNO. You know, it's a company that is buying service from AT&T or from Verizon. And in this case, that's the only negative. It's signal from T-Mobile. And it is unlimited, unthrottled, apparently, it is really good when it works, and that's the one that I have connected to my TV, to my smart TV in the RV. The only thing is, it's T-Mobile, so it doesn't work all the time. It works if you are in the middle of town, and then if you go to the outskirts, you know, like for example, in Perry it works, but it doesn't work in Pelicamp, and that kind of thing. So, I'm going to mention that when I do the review Wednesday video about it, but it's inexpensive enough that it could be like a backup service, and that's what I'm going to use it for. And of course I didn't pay for it. They sent it to me so I could review it and show it to you guys. So that's what I'm going to do. Not this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to do. Notice I haven't mentioned campground Wi-Fi here at any point. And this is the thing. Yeah, it's there. It's generally free or relatively inexpensive. Actually, when they charge you for it, it actually works relatively well. But the free one, if you go to like the KOA and they have the Wi-Fi, it usually is that Tango Internet or another company. It's not very good, and it comes with a bunch of limitations. For example, in the contract, it'll tell you are not allowed to stream video, you're not allowed to do Zoom, you're not allowed to do this or that. And then what's it good for? It's good for like email and maybe browsing the web, but no video, no maybe audio. Maybe they'll let you do audio, but no video or in my case, I want to upload, and I've used it and what they do, they really throttle you overnight. And that's what I do usually, upload overnight with one of my unlimited services. And now the hope in the future, and I already signed up for it on Pelicamp. It was supposed to be late summer or fall of 2021, and that's Starlink. And I'm not sure if they have that system for RVs yet. I think they're working on it. But I'm definitely going to test, and I'm going to pay for it. It's not a sponsorship. I'm gonna test a Starlink at Pelicamp. And if it works well there, I mean, there's a promise there. There's a promise there for all of us, you know, nomads, RVers, that we need internet pretty much anywhere in North America. That would be a viable solution. Now, let me tell you a little bit about RV shows. As I said, unfortunately, the open house got canceled. I got those news. That's breaking news. I got those news this morning. I got the email yesterday because I'm subscribed to the RV news email newsletter. And yesterday, I got Forest River and Thor Industries canceled their open house plans. And apparently that same night, last night, Winnebago canceled too. And they pretty much, if Winnebago, Thor, and Forest River are not going to be there, you know, might as well, you know, just cancel the show, right? Because those probably are the main three ones, the three main ones. So, but then let's talk about the Hershey RV Show. Hershey RV Show is the largest one. I mean, there's a toss up there between Tampa and Hershey. The only thing is that Hershey owns, they own largestrvshow.com. So, you know, they definitely call themselves America's largest RV show, and it's definitely huge. And they have the Giant Center, which is like an arena. In the case of the Tampa show, is like the pavilion inside the fairgrounds. In this case, is the Giant Center, and the Giant Center is an arena. And then, like all around, they have vendors, and then they have a bunch of vendors down on the arena floor. I don't think it's the best setup because you have to go down the stairs all the way down to where those vendors are, and then the rest of the vendors are all around at the top. It's all right. And then I'm not crazy about the way they have the RVs organized. I think they have them a lot more packed together. It's harder like to find things in my experience, but everybody is going to be there. I'm going to be there probably Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Friday is probably the day that I'm going to dedicate the most time at the RV show, because thank you to Skip, as someone he had a reservation at the campground, and he had to cancel, and he donated that reservation to me. So now I have somewhere to stay. But I think the first night is Wednesday night. I'm just gonna arrive early. I'm gonna get my media pass. I'm just gonna boondock there at the fairgrounds there, or the parking lot. It is kind of expensive. I think it's like 40, 60 bucks to overnight there. But you know what? We're right there, and I want to get the media pass. And Wednesday is industry day. So since I am kind of media press, I can, you know, get to see some of the RVs without the crowds, and you know, show you guys, give you guys a better view of those. Then Thursday, I don't know if Herbie is going to be able to make it, but Herbie was organizing. Herbie's Red Jaguar, by the way, if you've seen him in the live streams. He was going to organize the meetup. Even if Herbie doesn't go, I'm going to be there probably around 6 p.m., 7-ish, at Troix Brewing Company. That's in Hershey proper, and that's the brewery there. The main brewery. I'm gonna go, and if you guys want to show up, we'll figure out what to do. Hopefully the crowds won't be too big, so we all fit in there. But we've done it. This would be the third time we do it, and the first time was very impromptu. And actually, the first time was like 3 years ago. That was when old Kia died, and I showed up in big white. And there were like, I mean, it was like 10 of us. And then the second time it was like, I don't know, I'm estimating 40, maybe more. And it was very disorganized because, you know, the brewer didn't know we were coming, and we just took a table, and then we took over the next table, and then we all stood up there in the middle of the room. But it was a lot of fun and great to meet a lot of you guys. And of course, as people start trickling out, you know, the few of us that stayed until like the wee hours there, and until they basically kicked us out of the brewery. So, and that was good. That was great. And it's always great to meet up with all you guys. Some of you, you know, I've met, you know, year after year. And some of you I just meet for the first time. And it's always fun. It's always good. Now I want to talk about RV shows in general and certain things, certain tips and tricks about going to an RV show. And it's an RV show like Hershey or Tampa can be an exhausting experience. So I think there are certain things that you should know, come prepared. And if you're looking to buy an RV, I mean, you can probably get a similar deal at the dealership. Right now, you know, it's like with cars, nobody's getting good deals because there's supply and demand. There's a lot of demand and little supply, but you can still get a decent deal. And that's the thing. Before you go to the RV show, you have to do your research online, kind of narrow it down to what you want or to what you think you want. And, of course, that could change. When we started, you know, in this living the RV dream kind of thing, we were thinking of getting a gasoline class A. And then, you know, we said, yeah, we still want the class A, but let's get a trailer. You know, it's inexpensive. We can pull it with the Kia. It's going to be fine. And that's how we started, you know. I mean, why spend, you know, $100,000 when you can spend, at the time, $18,000, you know? And that a trailer, of course, is the least expensive way to get into this. And of course, if money is no object, get a diesel pusher, you know, where they, like they can run $500,000, even more. So narrow it down to what you want and what your means are. And then you go to the RV show, you download the map of the RV show and look where those are. Because you want to go there early in the morning on a weekday. Do not show up on Saturday at 2 p.m. and expect to see anything. All the RVs are going to be full of people. Most of them are going to be sold. Most of them are going to have people inside just chit-chatting or doing business. You know, the salesman doing business with the person who is buying it. So don't do that. Go there if you can sneak in on industry day. Do that. Otherwise, Thursday and Friday are the days to go, and go early. The RV show opens at 9 a.m. You're there at 8:55 at the door. You just go in and make a beeline for the spot where the RVs that you want to see are. And just go there, you know, go inside, and of course it is important. The floor plan, but there are other important things too. A lot of RVs look very similar, but they are built very different. So you have to look at what kind of roof it has, what kind of material it has. You know, the construction, is it a fiberglass? Does it have that Asdel, that new Asdel material? Is it wood? And things like that. You have to look, if it is a trailer, you have to look at cargo capacity. Even if it is not just a trailer, any RV, you have to look at cargo capacity, because sometimes it's just it's a couple hundred pounds, you know, sometimes it's like 1,000 pounds, or, you know, and you have to take all that into consideration, because things add up, water weighs a lot, and that kind of thing. You know, you have to go into the bathroom, and because a lot of them, let me tell you, a lot of them, they design them for, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't go to the bathroom in the RV. If you're planning to just use the campground, you know, bathroom facilities, then the bathroom may not be important. But if you're like me, that I want to be there, you know, sit at the toilet, see if it is comfortable for you to sit at the toilet for an extended period of time. See if the faucet, you pretend you're washing your hands, is it comfortable? Go inside the shower, see if you fit. Like, for example, a lot of RVs are made for a median height person. Like, actually, they're made for me. If you're 5'10", you're going to be perfect. But if you are over 6 feet tall, a lot of these RVs, you know, you probably won't fit in the shower. You lay on the bed. Make sure you fit on the bed, like your feet are not dangling out or something like that. And then if you're too short, make sure that you can reach everything. Make sure that you can see yourself in the mirror. Sometimes they put the mirrors up too high, or certain things up too low. So you have to, and that's why you have to go there early, so you can pretend you are living in your RV, pretend that you are cooking a meal, make sure that you have enough counter space for your cooking style. If you are into an outdoor kitchen, make sure it has an outdoor kitchen. Actually, I'm actually warming up to the idea of an outdoor kitchen. Not here in Miami in the summer because it's too hot, but if I'm traveling elsewhere, that would be a cool thing to have, especially if you have company. If you know, RVs, unless you have like a humongous fifth wheel or diesel pusher, you're not gonna have enough room in there to have company. So make sure that they have an outdoor kitchen. That's a great conversation starter when you're outside, you're cooking. If the weather is good, everybody's sitting under the awning, and it's a great experience. Make sure that the TV is in front of the sofa. You know, a lot of these class C's and B's, even to this day, you know, back in the day when we had like these huge, you know, TVs with the that you know, like occupy a lot of space, the only good spot to put that TV was in the front, on top of the dash there, on top of the, you know, and above the windshield. But that's no longer the case. So in those old RVs, you had to like crane your neck to watch TV, and right now they have these RVs that the TV is hidden below the window on the side, and you know, you can be looking outside your window from your sofa, and you can just press a button and bzzz, the TV comes up and you have a TV. Look for those little things, those little conveniences, like the TV being able to, comfortable. I mean, unless you don't watch TV. I mean, in the past, TV for me has been like an afterthought, because I didn't really watch it until I had one that was well placed, like in Minitini 3. What else? You know, it depends. Are you going to be going from campground to campground, or are you going to be boondocking a lot? You know, make sure that you have batteries. If you're going to be boondocking, you need an inverter. Ask how many outlets in the RV are connected to the inverter. Ideally, it would be the whole coach, but those are very expensive, and those are some of the newer, especially Class Bs, that are equipped with the big and large inverter that can run everything, including the AC. You know, that's like that Volta system that you find in some of the Class Bs, and the ones with the Lithionics batteries and the Santrex, like I have in Minitini 3. So you have to look at all those things. The other important part is the vendors area, and that I spoke about briefly when I spoke about the Giant Center and how they have it in the arena. You know, go check it out. Sometimes you need accessories or things like that, and sometimes you can find it there, everything under one roof. They have a lot of stuff like you know, earrings, sunglasses, cookware, certain things that are not really RV related, but a lot of them, they are, you know, especially maybe not in Hershey, but if you go to Quartzsite is all about solar. In Hershey, you have more like hitches. You have, if you want to replace your shades with MCD shades, those are really cool. And they have the folks at Techno RV, which by the way, I'm an affiliate, travelingrobert.com/TechnoRV, and they'll know I sent you. But they have all kinds of stuff, like the tire pressure monitoring system. So some things that some RVs don't come with them and are very important, like a tire pressure monitoring system nowadays is very important. And you know, something for internet connectivity. And I forgot to mention that when I was speaking about internet connectivity, I believe a cellular booster is essential. I mean, you can have a dedicated antenna with the MIMO antenna, like the WineGuard, which is an antenna array. But that doesn't help you if you want to make a phone call with your regular, cell phone. So a cell booster is very important to have in the RV. And they sell them. They have several brands. They have the King Boost, which is probably the one that I'm going to get for Minitini 3. They have, of course, the competition is WeBoost. They have several of them. And to be honest, they're all good. They're all good. I've had two of them. They're all good. Now for the what to bring to the show. Bring a backpack or something. You know, they're going to give you pamphlets and all that. A lot of them you're going to want to throw away, because a lot of the information, to be honest, is online nowadays, or you maybe don't want it. But get a backpack or something, so you can, you know, get some of the pamphlets, or some of the, even they have gifts that sometimes they give you and stuff like that. Bring comfortable shoes. Because you're going to be walking a lot. Even, you know, it's a huge area, and you're going to be walking a lot. Dress for the weathers. You know, sometimes even in January, the Tampa RV show can be hot, and in Hershey as well. You know, bring a hat or put on sunscreen. You know, it can get hot out there. And then the food is going to be expensive, and it's going to be like carnival food, you know, like corn dogs and that kind of thing. And I mean, so sometimes they have better offerings, but if you are frugal and you don't want to spend a lot of money in subpar food, bring your own stuff. Bring a backpack with water and things like that. I don't know if they're allowing large backpacks, but bring something. And last but not least, and I'm sure there are many other tips that I could think of, but in this case, last but not least, take pictures. Take video or pictures of everything you see, because you're going to go through one RV, you're going to go through the next RV, and you're probably still at the same area. Let's say you are, for sake of argument, at the Winnebago Towables. And you're going to look at the 1708, you're going to look at the 2108, you're going to look at the 2100BH, you're going to look at the, and by the time you are at the 23, whatever, what did the 1708 look like? You're going to forget, because after the third or fourth one, it all starts to blur in your mind. So take pictures, take notes. You know, usually outside of each trailer, they have like, or inside, they have a sheet where they have all the specifications. They have the dry weight GVWR. They have, you know, they even tell you, you can tow this with a light pickup. Don't take their word for it. Make sure that your tow vehicle has the capacity to tow the RV that you're going to buy with room to spare. Don't do like I did with my first tow vehicle. I do not recommend it. But yeah, they usually have that sheet on the outside with they also have the MSRP, and then under it, they're going to have today only RV show price, and it's going to be like, but probably 20% less. Those are probably good deals, but do your research. Now, last but not least, especially if you are new to RVing, there are seminars. They always have seminars at these RV shows. Sometimes it is just a vendor trying to sell their stuff, but usually they're very informational, very informative, and there's seminars on pretty much everything, anything you ever need, from technology to how to take care of your tires, or it depends. There are so many different types of RVs that. There can be a lot of variety in these seminars about everything there. So that's it. Hershey RV Show in Pennsylvania. If you want to know more about it, go to largestrvshow.com, and that'll take you to their website. It's from September 15th through the 19th in Hershey, Pennsylvania, And if you're gonna be there and you see a middle-aged guy like that kind of looks like me with a Free My RV T-shirt, come by and say hello, and we'll take a selfie I love meeting people at the RV shows, if you wanna have share an IPA and stories from the road, come to Troig's on Thursday, and. Yeah, I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but I'll be there and we'll figure it out. Of course, this podcast is commercial free for the time being, but it is made possible by listeners like you. So if you want to check out my Patreon page, that will be patreon.com/travelingrobert. And for $1 a month, you can help support the show. And then I have other tiers like $5, $10. For $10, I'll send you a sticker. For $20, I'll send you a CD. And I'll put your name at the end of all the videos. So check that out, or YouTube memberships, or PayPal. PayPal.me/RoadNomad. And it's Road Nomad because I haven't had a chance to call PayPal in the past 7 years and tell them I changed my name. But that one works as well. Of course, in my website, travelingrobert.com, I have all kinds of merchandise. I have my music. I have apparel. We just switched to a new apparel store, by the way, Spread Shop, and they have a lot more merchandise. I'm still working on uploading all my old designs to it. Like right now, there's a brand new design with Mini Tini 3 in the cover, and I have t-shirts, I have hats, I have mugs, I have masks, all kinds of merchandise. So make sure to check it out. And with that, that's it. I've spoken enough. I'm going to leave you with a little tune I wrote back in 2017 when we went to Kentucky for the Great American Solar Eclipse. It's one of my favorites, and it's called Total Eclipse of the Sun. Next Friday, I'll be coming to you from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to tell you all about the RV show. But until then, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.